would you be able to outline the aim of your project for us, please?
Yes, indeed. The workshops at the Selby Community Furniture Store are intended to provide training and work experience for principally unemployed young people in Selby. They also serve the function of enabling us to bring reuse an awful lot more items of furniture which would otherwise have to be thrown away. So those are the two main aims.
That's lovely. And did you achieve what you originally set out to do? And how did the grant from the Two Ridings Community Foundation help you along the way with it?
Okay. Yes, we definitely achieved it. We haven't finished the story in the sense that the project's always growing and developing. What we've done is purchase porta cabins to house the workshops. We've had one and then we bought a second one and we're hoping to get a third one soon. The grants from the Two Ridings Foundation helped to the capital that we needed to buy those facilities, basically.
And how many people do you believe have actually benefited from this project? And if you could give some examples.
Okay, we keep very careful statistics, actually, because we've also had funding from other bodies linked to the employment of our supervisor for the workshops. We keep the records anyway, but we know between November 2011 and March 2014, we've had over 100 people actually come and have work experience here of various lengths of hours, number of hours. And we know from that at least 20% have gone on to get actual employment, paid jobs from it, so we're very pleased about that. The number of hours that they've done, I think, is up to 9,000 now or something between them. Anybody coming now comes for 4 weeks and they do a minimum of 120 hours of work experience with us.
Super. And has the grant helped your future prospects? Like, did it give you the motivation to go a bit further with the project? And are you now, like, more self-reliant and resilient? So are you getting to the point of funding yourselves to an extent?
Right, OK. The grants from... We've had grants from a lot of people to help us with these projects.
Yeah.
And all of that has given us a great deal of encouragement. This type of project really excites people.
Yeah.
They can see something very practical happening here, both for the people who come as trainees and in terms of the furniture. So that's given us enthusiasm to carry on. It has helped, every time we succeed, it helps us to get some more funding. So, for example, our application to your consortium for funding for the workshop supervisor post has been successful this year. That's contributing £13,000 to our project costs. The costs of running the workshops once they're up and running are about £25,000 each in the year. We would very much like to get to the position where that is totally absorbed into the operation of the whole furniture store. We're not quite there yet, but that would be our target. But however, if there are grants available for training, then we will apply for those whenever they're available. And we'll certainly be looking for some more funding for our third workshop, that's no question. But the fact that we're even going for a third workshop shows you how much we feel
definitely
the project's successful.
And was there any additional or unexpected benefits to the grant which we awarded you?
Well, it was part of the whole package of funding that we needed to put together. I wouldn't say specifically to what came from yourselves, but it was part of what we have had here is a lot of moderate-sized grants, particularly towards the purchase of the workshops, and feeling that we were getting that support from all sorts of different organisations was really good. I think what it did do, we applied for a second grant from the same organisation for the second workshop, and we were successful from yourselves.
Yes,
so one thing did lead to us being able to say, it's working, please could we have some more?
Yeah. Would you recommend using our foundation and its process of grant giving as a good way to get a grant for projects, charities and everything similar to yourself?
I think you're an important part of the whole picture, but what I would say is that at the minute, the sort of grants that are available through yourselves are generally very small.
Yeah.
So it's not easy for a project needing a lot of money, which, I mean, we're not looking at hundreds of thousands, but obviously 25,000 is a lot of money,
yeah,
compared
definitely.
To what you seem at the moment to be able to attract from organisations. So that's, scale is an issue, scale of funding.
Yeah.
But to have an organisation like the Two Ridings Foundation out there encouraging people to give and making all those linkages, it's a lot of this is about networking and getting people to understand what's going on, getting helping people to be enthusiastic about the sort of activities we're doing and other organisations are doing. And I think Two Ridings has got a really big role to play in that.
Well, thank you. And finally, what's next for your project?
Well, as you've seen as we've been walking round, workshop number 3 is next for the project. That will mean we can probably slightly increase the number of trainees we have. We've got five people coming in for their 4 weeks at the moment. We may be able to push that up a little. It will mean we can do more in terms of the wooden furniture that we work on, because we'll have a workshop where we can do both the sanding down the dirty stuff and somewhere we can paint. So it will just expand our operation considerably.
Super. Thank you very much.
Okay.